Real Five. I was just going to ask you, Bob, about the fighting around Noronha-Beaumont, and just wondering how that would compare with the fighting you had at Boalbu and the general fighting you've had in this area. What sort of troops, German troops, do you think you're up against?
I don't believe we're against first class. I think they are the SS. Definitely German regular troops. Because they give us some to put some shells down, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the 88 shells weren't coming from Tiger tanks.
This is in Miet.
In Miet, yes, in Miet. And all the way around, just down there, there were definitely quality troops. Mm. Or else they wouldn't have stopped.
Because
they were getting some typhoons and through the daytime they were getting aerial attacks by typhoons and rocket planes used to give them some sleep.
Did you see much of that, Bob?
Yes, yes. Come in there. To call up and say there was a tank, tanks moving up in wooded area. That they got the map reference, they were there. They were down and they used it. And they were telling every explosion when they landed.
Yeah.
They must have been quality.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we know that around this time, because Miet's not very far from a place called Falaise, is it?
No. It's thinking about 3 miles.
Mm.
It was 6 kilometres, something like that.
Mm.
16 kilometres. There was a, I don't know, like they do a signpost at Miet on this crossroad. You keep it on.
Mm.
So it's under 10 kilometres anyway.
Mm. Mm.
So it wouldn't be so far. Just a single figure.
Yeah. So from Miet, what happened or where did you go to next, Bob?
Well, they went towards Falaise, and there were troops and horses, wagons, everything knocked out with, what to say, this
typhoons
and lightning. They were doing for the bombs, the Yankees.
Mm.
I was aware of Mosquito.
Mm.
Yeah, they used to come in with the guns blazing, cannon, and drop bombs. And this blazed pocket.
Mm.
Yeah, we went right through the pocket.
So you're seeing what these German troops are saying? They've been strafed?
Yes, strafed, bombed, rocketed.
Mm.
The horses laying, the farmers, cattle, all over the spot.
Mm. I mean, the last 2 or 3 weeks here, I suppose you're now in the reality of the war, aren't you, really? Yeah. You've seen the whole thing now.
You know what it was like when you'd been down there.
Mm. Any particular thoughts about how you felt at the time?
Well, I thought for one thing, I'm glad I'm not a jerk for 7 minutes to see these typhoons going in.
Yeah.
Because they were deadly.
Mm.
They weren't fast then, but by them.
Mm.
They did some damage.
Yeah.
But then rockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they said, they must have been good quality troops around that area.
Mm.
But they wouldn't have stood and fought as long as they did.
Mm. So that was the end of almost a period of fighting, wasn't it? Because
there were just pockets. Pockets of it still there.
But yeah, but that Falaise, that was the end, because now you think you're moving away from Normandy, aren't you?
Oh yes, yeah.
So that was, if you like, the end of the Battle of Normandy.
Yeah.
As such.
Just
there
for pockets round
about it. Yeah. So, what happens? Do you move on from Falaise?
We moved on towards the Seine.
Mm.
in the Cross Sea on a pontoon bridge. And went through, I don't know which way about it is, went St. Paul or Florby. Don't know, I think Florby was first, I'm not sure. But we did a bit of fighting at St. Paul. And they fired on the crossroad. We were coming up to the water to get out, dig us, and put up an attack. And they crossed the road, out of the field across the road, the Germans were firing up from the village farm on our right hand side. We got two or three casualties there, one lad died with us, he bled to death, the lad, before such a burst could get him out.
Yeah.
And there's one or two skirmishes down St. Paul.
Is that near the Seine, did you say?
No, it's further on, it's after the Seine.
After the Seine.
After we crossed the Seine.
Oh, right, I see.
So
St. Paul, and then I get the impression you're moving faster now.
Yes,
are you
in? Yes, we're moving
faster. Are you marching, or are you?
No, well, we are sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to get out because there was, like you reported, somebody on the other side. Somebody had to get out of the trucks then. We clear them outside in the woods. Decide. And it might not be your company, but you were to get out and you had to walk until it was cleared. Marching on, and then we get back in the trucks again, because trucks used to stop. So as soon as you were cleared, they come up with and go from away again. And all night time, we went to Armateers. At night, some of the lads had been before, they were at Dunkirk, and they said they're coming up to Armateers. You could tell by the place before they'd gone through. And I remember hearing and seeing Mademoiselle from Armateers as they went through.
Because that's the First World War place as well,
isn't
it?
Yes, it's the First World War song. But they were round about there when they'd been before. Dunkirk, or Dunkirk, and they just went over. I think the stations were down about where we were, one position.
So, are you moving on now from St. Paul?
Yes, after we got away from St. Paul, went up towards Antwerp.
Okay.
We stopped